Yes, you was when you were back.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
How are you
in the name of the Lord Jesus?
And
how is your lives?
You can move
on, greet your brethren as you wave at them.
And you
wish them the best.
Which
come from the one who was, who is,
and
who is going to
be. And
which come from the seven spirits of
God.
As Revelations 1 verse 4 tells
us. And
when we get both from the one who was,
who
is, and the
one to be, we
have proof that we've not stolen anything.
But we
get them from the one who was, who is,
and who
will be.
They are
the owner of all generations.
Our
Lord Jesus proved that
in
John chapter
16,
from verse 12 up to
15.
That the Spirit will not speak what He wants,
but
what He will be hearing, what He will tell
us. Then we'll
get from both of Christ.
For
what's of Christ is of the Father,
and
Himself will give
us and
reveal to us what is to
come. Now,
the way He gets from the one who was,
who
is, and who will be,
and
they pass the seven spirits, which make up fullness of Holy Spirit.
We have
proof that we've gotten from the owner of all generations.
And they have
passed the seven
spirits. To
saying they have come in righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Now even
today, we've
come that He moves on.
Give us
that come from God the
Father.
For He spoke saying
that
prophets
did
not speak what they
wanted.
But they spoke what had come from God.
As they were
led by the Spirit of God.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
Now
even today,
He acts
on us in the Spirit, even in the
flesh. As
the prayer prayed in the first in 3rd John chapter 1 verse
2,
He prays that we prosper in the physical, even in our spirits,
and
move on to progress.
So let's
get the more treasure of knowledge spoken in 2 Corinthians
chapter 4
verse
6 to 7,
and He puts in us those treasures, treasures of knowledge.
Yes, praise
Jesus
much. And by
name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope
Witness,
together with Pastor Samuel Newman
and our
Bible reader, Teacher Jaco.
We
love you
all
in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God.
We
based on this ministry, the new
generation
which has the full knowledge of God,
and
on this time, and
we move
to reach unto you, restoring order in the church of God all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We've started many things, and we last ended as we had, and we had understood
the
principal things in the gospel of foundation of the Gospels.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We made their introduction,
but in
the midst we got a correction,
and
God was instructing us.
He
showed us some of the major things,
those which
usually destroy our partnership with God.
So we want to head on
to our second part of that issue,
in the
name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God.
When would have
finished
that?
Shall go back and explain the principal things in the gospel of salvation.
But
this day, let's finish some of the major things
which
usually destroy a partnership with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yesterday we ended as we had, that the first thing
obutegendereza
is ungodliness.
Bubango lacking obwegendereza.
If you lack godliness,
ngabe twawulide Mika suri omusavunyo lw'okubiri.
As we had Micah chapter 7 verse 2.
Uyatugambibwa ati.
Where it told us like this.
Katumeyo tuwulire.
Let's read there we hear.
Mika suri omusavunyo n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Micah chapter 7 verses 2.
Omwegendereza abuze mu nsi. Sote wali mugolokofu mu bantu.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Omwegendereza.
The godly man
abura munsi
perish out of the earth.
Sani wataba omugolokofu.
And it's not appear upright.
Mubana baba.
In the children of men.
Katunda anonyo omwegendereza.
God seeks for a godly person.
Asibulu kulabikanga akola naye.
That he can work with him.
Nibanji kufit kubera na bwegendereza.
Many of us do not have that godliness.
Wabula ye katondira afuba bulijjo.
But him God always tries.
Okutuyigiriza byonna.
To teach us all.
Banga yagena maso tusubiza mu Isaiah suliana mu 8.
God promised in Isaiah 48.
Onyere 19.
The verse 17.
Ngagamba nti dabanze mukama abayigiriza okugasa.
Say see I'm going to teach you how to prophet.
Era abalage kubulimba mukwata.
Where you have to head on to.
Yes, yebazi bwenyu.
Praise Jesus much.
So ne kumurundi guno.
Now even this time.
Ayongera tuigirize yimukwebye bikuru.
Move on teach us some of the major things.
Yitiru kuti nkolagana ya finika tunda.
We usually display a partnership with God.
Bututanulu kuweleza na ina atulekeira mukubu.
When we begin to serve with him and he abandons us along the way.
Yes, yebazi bwenyu.
Praise Jesus much.
Icho kubiri twatunulide ko kudde nyuma.
The second we looked at backsliding.
Yes, yebazi bwenyu.
Praise Jesus much.
Okudde nyuma.
Backsliding.
Okudde yo mubiri biwasika katonda byasoko kujjamu.
Going back in the
past.
God took you from as he saved you.
Yes, yebazi bwenyu.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebintu bino byonna bitusomako.
All these things we study of.
Bino baba tebakya bisonyi wabusonyi.
These they not just forgive them.
Wabula usaba katonda akusonyiwe.
You ask God
kuonya akuonye.
Forgive you and also heal you of them.
Bibata bikuonya
kizibu. You're not healed of them, it's hard.
Iracho bura abambagamba.
That's why some people say.
Jiwachi katonda anga kutwaulide jo.
That why does it as God we had yesterday.
Yagena maso kusonywa nabii Musa.
Did move on forgive prophet Moses.
Munangu subulu kweni nyanota saba kugonyezibwa.
Friend you can be you can repent and you don't ask to be healed.
Kasi ibirinde bisinga babibonya buonya.
Most of the things they just heal them.
Yesu yebazibwenye.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati okudde mabega.
Now backsliding.
Kutum siru siru ngabwe twaulide.
A fool as we heard.
Ubata kukuonya ko tu tosubula kubamula tosubula kugante bakusonyiwa busonyi.
They don't just forgive you of it.
Hitaga kuonya.
You need to be healed.
Yesu yebazibwenye.
Praise Jesus much.
Bora bayogera mukosee sure ye 14.
That's why he speaks in the Hosea 14.
Onyoro kona
the verse 4.
Ngagamba bwatu.
And he says like this.
Kosee sure ye 14 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Hosea chapter 14 verses 4.
Niwo nyokudda kwa bunyuma.
Yes.
Umanyi ebintu ebyo tibabi sonyi wabusonyi.
Those things are not just forgiven.
Tinogena ne ufukamira maso ga katunda.
That you go kneel before God.
No mugamba munan katunda ansonyiwa.
You tell him God forgive me.
Na daye mabiga.
And I backslid.
Na daye mubiri biwanzi jamu.
I went back in things you took me from.
Wabula agamba.
But he says.
Timunange baba ina bikuonya.
That they have
okuonya.
To heal you.
Uba mulwadde.
You are sick.
Uba ne kokoro.
You have a cancer.
Ugenda bugenzi ne wenenya nti mukama ansonyiwa okudde mabega.
Just go repent, God forgive me, I backslid.
Kumurundi go wasoka wenenya.
The first time you back you
bewarejo kulukulibwa.
When you we are going to be saved.
Na yimu kwenenya ko yali kokoro mundo omuti yawona.
But repentance it was a cancer in you, it was not cured.
Na kusikasikanga akuzayo.
It pulled you, take you backwards.
Manyi kokoro ratira kuona.
You know cancer really heals.
Bamu ochane mu muliro na atukana dano okudde.
Burn it with fire and it comes back again.
Tuvula bisere tumuocha no muliro gwechigamba kutabuka
with fire of the word.
Ngatukambu walide HB
we are hard on sin too much.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus.
Kubanga tibitira kubanti babishukatonda kusonywa bisonywe.
This God does not just forgive them.
Amakuru ga bigambe
ebi. The meaning of those words.
Woli no kwerwa nakuno kwewa iri omusawo katonda.
Have to fight in yourself, commit yourself to the doctor God.
Oba eri abasawo bakusindikide
and to the doctors he sent for you.
Aba wiriza abamaliridde okuwonya endwadde ezekibi nadala ezirimu okudde emabega.
Determined to heal sickness of sin, mostly those involving backsliding.
Murusawo endwadde ezeddiringana zitu bazina amanyagazo ebagadu.
In the medical side, repetitive sickness they have they term them.
Koroniko biki? Disease. Biri abo bayina amanyagabyo.
They have terms they give them.
Zeddiringana bazi
they are repetitive
ezo bazi wabasawo ngaba banja
wulu. Those are given doctors, specialists for that.
Kati wotu kukuba mu obutegende rizu.
If you reach to lacking godliness,
okude mabiga,
backsliding,
wotu kechisira nga weta aga kujia anja
bimwa. You reach a time you need to be treated. But what surprised most? That sickness is a sick. It became a cancer. You may think it's your life. It means it may have become a wild sin in you. You first finished that verse. Hosea chapter 14 verses 4.
Ndiwo nyoku dakwa wenyuma. Ndiba ndiba agala kubwange. Kubango busungu bwange buchuso okumuvaako.
Yes.
Omanyi ukudde mabega Katonda akunyiga.
You know, backsliding God get angered of it.
Era Katonda agamba.
And God says.
Omutukirivu wanga nabanga mulamu wa kukiriza.
The righteous one will live by faith.
Naye bwalidde mabega.
But if they look back,
musanyukira.
I will not be pleased of him.
Omutukirivu
is righteous one.
Aba mulamu wa kukiriza.
By faith.
Naye bwalidde mabega talikola.
But God never get pleased. You see the verse.
Abebrani yesule yekomi enolo nyiriri olwasatu mu musanvu.
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 37.
Kubanga wachasigadde yakaseera katono nnyo ajali tuuka sotalirwa. Satu mu munana. Naye omutuukirivu wange aliba mulamu lwa kukkiriza. Era bwadda yennyoma ememe yange temusanyukira.
Yes.
Era gwe
you
wasalawo okuba omutuukirivu eri Katonda.
So can be a righteous one before God.
N'okkiriza erinnya lya Yesu.
And you believe the name of Jesus.
N'okkiriza Yesu ekigambo kya Katonda.
Jesus the word of God.
N'ofuna okukkiriza okuva mu kuwulira.
God faith come from hearing.
Okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Hearing the word of God.
Agamba naye lwolidde mabege.
Then you will draw back his soul, will not be pleased of you.
Katonda takunangirija inza kusanyukira na Katonda. Era obuchayi buberawo.
A pleasure on you and hatred appears.
Kati ebintu bino tubikole nga twegenda.
This is, let's do them as be careful.
Kubanga tutambulira ebisele bisinga mbula mu bufanagana bwebo. Kutasanyusa wadde.
Look in that life which never pleased God.
Insti wavamu okuleko okujegomba.
The world you came from to stop admiring it.
Utani kampola ngo bending okugenda okujegomba.
You gradually bend back going to desire and admire it.
Ngabe twakutegeza konti abantu abadda mbintu ebifanagana bwebo.
Told you that people going back in things like those.
Atani kaba bending abu bending
simpolo. They begin bending gradually.
Ondayo mpola mpola.
And you gradually get back.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus much.
So, it is what
now, the other way we are told.
It is what trespass.
What is called trespass?
Ne transgression.
And transgression.
Ukore ekintu.
You do something.
Nenga singa Katonda bwe yakulagidde.
But not as God commanded you.
Nuchikola nuda chigusa oba nuchikola chituka naye mu ngeri eyo.
Do it not to completion or you finish it in your own way.
Iratwarabiyeke chokulabirake cha nabbi Musa.
We saw an example of Prophet Moses.
Atunda byagambi bwati kuye.
God told this and spoke this on him.
Ekyamateeka olwokubiri esula eyasatu mwebiri n'olunyiriri olwana mu mwenda.
Deuteronomy 32 verse 49.
Ntirinya ku lusozi runo Abirimu. Ku lusozi Nebo oluli mu nsi ya Moabu. Olorekera Yeriko olengera ensi ya Kanani jempa abaana ba Isirayiri okuba obutaka. Olunya olwatano ofire ku lusozi lw'olinnyako okuŋŋaanyizibwa eri abantu bo nga Alooni muganda wo bwe yafiira ku lusozi Koola n'akuŋŋaanyizibwa eri abantu be. Olwatano mu olumu kubanga mwansobyako wakati mu baana ba Isirayiri ku mazzi ag'e Meriba mu Kadesi.
Yes.
Mwansobyako.
You trespassed me.
Kakati gwe Katonda ayinza okulindako.
Now you God can wait for you.
Nakuba ku nkomerero wali bw'abatakubiddeyo.
Beat you at the end if it did beat you at that point.
Naye kyantisa okukubanga wakusuula mu geyeni.
So terrifying beats you throwing you in hell.
Ate ebintu ebya trespass.
And the things of trespass.
Ukole ekintu so nga naye tukikoze nga Katonda bwe yalagira.
Do something but not done as God commanded.
N'okolako kitundu.
And you do half.
N'ogaba buno obutuukirivu bumumala.
And you say
sigadde. Katonda ajja kubugattawo.
Said this righteousness is enough, the rest God will add it on.
Choko mareyo lunyiriyo.
You first finish that verse.
Ekyamateeka olwokubiri esule ya satu mwebiri n'olunyiriri olwatano mu olumu.
Deuteronomy 32 verse 51.
Kubanga mwansobyako wakati mu baana ba Isirayiri ku mazzi ag'e Meriba mu Kadesi mu ddungu Zini kubanga temwantukuza wakati mu baana ba
Isirayiri
nti buli lwokola
anytime you do
ebintu ebitatuukiridde mu makubo ga Katonda
things not perfected in the ways of God
oba tomugulumiziza
you have not glorified him
jukira
remember
tulina abalabe nga Setaani
we have enemies like Satan
ye yakola ebitatuukiridde okuvedda
did things not perfected from old
yakola ebitatuukiridde
did things not perfect
kati abera alinze bani abamenye ibiragiro bya Katonda nga ye
who are those break God's commands as he
era yabera mukusenda senda
and every time is enticing
ukore ibintu Katonda byatalagide
you to do things God has not commanded
wakiri obikole ne nga tebitukiride
at least you do them but not completed them right
ulimo kumutukuza
that you do not hallow him
alimo kugurumizibwa nga bwekimugwani
de glorified as it's required of him
mwereza wike nyini ka chimukola
achitegire servant do it to him and he understands it
mujitambo echo kubala
in the book of numbers
esura ya 22
numbers chapter 20
okay katusome musule ne 17
let's read from
chapter esura ya 17
exodus 17
onyoli soka pakuromuka
from verse 1 to 6
okuve sura ye 17 nolunyiriri olusoka
Exodus chapter 17 from verse 1
ekibina kyonne kyabana abaisirayiri ne batambula okuva mu ddungu lya Sini mu bisulo byabwe mukiragiro kya Mukama ne basula mu Lifidimu songa tewali mazzi abantu banywe olunyo lw'okubiri abantu kyebava bamuyombesa Musa ne bogera nti tewa mazzi tunywe Musa nabagamba nti lwaki okunyombesa nze lwaki okumukema Mukama olinyo lw'okusatu abantu ne baba n'ennyonta eyo eyamazze abantu ne bamwe mulugunyisa Mukama ne bamwe mulugunyisa Musa ne boogera nti lwaki watujja e Misiri okututta ffe n'abaana baffe n'ebisibo byaffe n'ennyonta olinyo lw'okuna Musa n'amukabirira Mukama ng'ayogera nti n'abakola ntya abantu bano babula ko katono bankuba amayinja
omanyi abantu mutama
you know people you rise up
noga mtume lwaki watujja munsi
say apostle why did you bring us from the world
wantulise munsi
you'd have left us in the world
obatusikiye ntuziki
whether you perish from there
singa lwatulite no tugana tugumikirize mu katonda
ina
tulabiri
bring here you say we bear a little god is to take care of us
utumanya abonyeza nyonyini ne wankubadde nga kali tutambulide mbutukiri nakuzino
though we walked in righteousness this day
ne tuvulana okubuleka
but we about to even give it up
abantu batabukira ddala
people get risen up
okuvesule ye 17 nolunyiriri olwokutano
Exodus 17 verses 5
Mukama namugamba Musa nti ita abantu ita mumaso ga abantu otwale wamu nawe kubakadde ba Isirayiri no muggogo go nti no muggogo go wakubya omugga ogukwate mu mukono gwo ogende olinyolo mukaga labanze nayimirira mumaso geyo kulwazi kokolebo nawo nokuba olwazi amazi gana vamu abantu banywe nakola bwatyo Musa mumaso gabakadde ba Isirayiri olinyolo musanvu
yes
yafuno omuggo kuluno bamugambi
he got a roll this time he was told
wakati oja kuba kulwazi oja kuba ndi yawe
bali strike on the rock me I'll be on the side
ukube kulwazi
strike on the wall
amazi gafubutukemu
let the water come from the rock
kati icho chali kiragiro cha kukubako
that was a command of striking the rock he did it very well
na ye kiragire cho kubiri
but the second command
chali chimugamba gendo yogerebo ogezi na lwazo
told him go just speak with that rock
yokira ino kuogera mukama ya aliyao
remember he's supposed to speak
ya afurumia amazi lwazi
is the one on the side to release water he is the rock himself
fururi we bamugamba okukuba
the other time when he
yamugamba nja kuba saidi
god told him I'll be on the side
uno wa mugamba yogera atodali atulide dalao wakuba buli
told him speak god had sat at the place he was striking always
omanyiwe ya musabula kuluno
you know how he struck him
yes you ever see when
praise Jesus man
so botunulile kitabe ichi choku bale sura ya 22
if you look to the book of numbers 20
odunye olisoka pa kuru 12
verses 1 to 12
bidi bwebidi
they are like this
katusome tulile
let's read we here
okubale sura ya 22 no lunyirile olisoka
numbers 20 verses 1
awabana ba Isirayiri ekibina kyonna ne batuuka mu ddungu lya Zini mu mwezi ogw'olubereberye abantu ne batuula mu Kadesi. Miriamu n'afiira eyo n'aziikibwa eyo. Olunyo olwokubiri ne wataba mazzi ga kibiina ne beekuŋŋaanyiza ku Musa ne ku Alooni. Olunyo olwokusatu abantu ne bawakana ne Musa ne boogera nti, singa twafa baganda baffe bwe bafiira mu maaso ga Mukama.
Mukama yandi tusere ku luli.
God would have killed us last time.
Kubanga nebali era yabatte.
Because if the others killed them.
Nina naffe singa yatutera byakola.
If he killed us, that is his way.
Okubala essuula ya 20 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Numbers 20 verses 4.
Era mwaleetera ki ekibiina kya Mukama mu ddungu muno? Tufiirwa omwo ffe n'ebisibo byaffe? Olunyo olw'okutaano. Era mwatujjira ki mu Misiri okutulinnyisa okutuyingiza mu kifo kino ekibi?
Naye nga jjukira baalinga mu Misiri nga bayimusa okukaaba akabuuli Mukama.
In Egypt, raising up their cries to the Lord.
Era Mukama wasinga nabbi Musa.
When God met Prophet Moses.
Okuva essuula ey'okusatu n'ey'okuna.
Exodus 3 and verse 4.
Yamugamba mpulidde okukaaba kw'abaana ba Isirayiri.
Told him I've heard the cry of children of Israel. The children of my people.
Era nzisa okubanunula.
And I've gone down to redeem them.
Be baali bakaaba obuddu nga bubayitiriddeko.
They cried the bondage had been too hard on them.
Katonda najjo kubanona.
God came to redeem them, to get them.
Wabula bo bawe bali bagala abatwali straight mu nseri.
They wanted him to take them straight in that other land.
No butali butukirivu bwayo bonna.
All their unrighteousness.
Mukama nayagala bakunkumulira mu kubo.
God wanted to take it from them along the way.
Naye ne babulemeranga.
But they retained it.
Era ne baluwa mu kubo olw'ebyo.
And they delayed along the way for those.
Katulire.
Let's hear.
Okubala essuula eya 20 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Numbers chapter 20 verses 5.
Era mwatujjira ki mu Misiri okutulinnyisa okutuyingiza mu kifo kino ekibi? Si kifo kya nsigo, si kya ttiini, so si kya muzabbibu, so si kya mukomamawanga, so tewali mazzi ga kunywa. Olunyo olw'omukaaga. Musa na Alooni ne bava mu maaso g'ekibiina ne bagenda mu mulyango gw'eweema ey'okusinkanirangamu. Ne bavunnama amaaso gaabwe, ekitiibwa kya Mukama ne kibalabikira. Olunyo olw'omusanvu. Mukama n'agamba Musa, olunyo olw'omunaana, nti ddira omuggo ogwo okuŋŋaanya ekibiina, gwe n'Alooni muganda wo, mugambire olwazi mu maaso gaabwe luleete amazzi gaalwo. Onoobagabira amazzi mu lwazi.
Yes.
Amugamba kuno.
He told him this time.
Kwata omugugu naye omugugu no.
Get your rod, but this rod.
Sigu ogenda okozesa.
It's not what you are going to use.
Kati ogenda lugamba olwazi ogenda lugamba.
Now you are going to speak to the rock.
Olwazi luvemu amazzi w'abantu.
Out of the rock will come water you give the people.
Kati uliriza eno nabbi Musa byakola
mu kolo. Listen what Prophet Moses did that day.
Okubala essuula ya 20 n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Numbers chapter 20 verses 8.
Nti ddira omuggo ogwo okuŋŋaanya ekibiina, gwe n'Alooni muganda wo, mugambire olwazi mu maaso gaabwe luleete amazzi gaalwo. Onoobajjira amazzi mu lwazi, bw'otyo bw'onoonywesa ekibiina n'ebisibo byabwe. Olunyo olw'omwenda. Musa n'addira omuggo n'aguggya mu maaso ga Mukama ngabo yamulagira.
Ngabo yamulagira asimbudde.
He commanded him.
Atandise okukola.
He has begun to work.
Naye tagenda kukola nga bwe baagambye.
But he's not going to do as he was told.
Okubala essuula ya 20 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Numbers chapter 20 verses 9.
Musa n'addira omuggo n'aguggya ng'aguggya mu maaso ga Mukama ngabo yamulagira. Olunyo olw'ekkumi. Musa n'Alooni ne bakuŋŋaanyiza ekibiina mu maaso g'olwazi n'abagamba nti, muwulire nno mwe abajeemu, ffe tunaabajjira amazzi mu lwazi muno.
Yes.
Muwulire mwe abajeemu.
Here you rebellious ones.
Ffe ye n'ani?
We, him and who?
Ye ne Alooni oba ye ne Katonda?
Him and Aaron or him and God?
Tuge bajeemu mmwe.
You rebellious ones.
Naye baamugamba agenda agambe mbwe abajeemu.
But did they tell him go speak to them that they are rebellious?
Umanya abantu bayinza okusunguwa
zi tugani. You know, people can anger you, yes.
Ngokoro mulimu gwa Katonda.
As you do the work of God.
Nangu tambulia mbira giro bya.
As you move in the commands of God.
Niba kati bagambye va mbira giro bya Katonda okoro obusungu bwa abantu.
They told you get from the commands of God and do the anger of people.
Kubanga bakunyiziza.
For they have angered you.
Nunga labazi ne mpuka.
And he said look to these fools.
Mpanyika nkubulira olaba.
Waliwo ebintu
bingi bye mujja mukola.
There are many things you come doing.
Namumenya ebiragiro bya Katonda.
As you break the commands of God.
Nga mwekwasakwasa ekibiina ky'abantu.
But you have excuse of the congregation of people.
Oba abantu abamugundi nno yandiddwa okukola ekintu.
Or some people that this person caused me to do
this. Nga wamenya ekiragiro ky'omuyinza w'ebintu.
Broke the command of the Almighty.
Ekyo tekigenda kusiba okukusonyiyibwa.
That's not going to cause you to give
it. Mukubanga abantu be bakuleetedde ekyo.
That people caused you to do that.
Ka nkubulire ekintu kimu.
Let me tell you one thing.
Oyo gw'oli naye.
That one you are with.
Mukwano gw'omuntu
yenna. Friend or in a person, when they break commands and they inflict pain, it's not
required
you to pay
commands,
to pay them. Times we are in that confusion. This has done this to me.
Nangi.
Me too.
Yet
you are in commands breaking them.
Yeah,
Jesus told us one thing. Slap you on one cheek, turn to the other. You give up on it, you move away.
They're
slapping back, turn on the other side, they slap it also. Now there are some of us say no.
It is
they anger me, I don't anger them also. When they reach the marriage and they are fighting,
angered.
I have to pay him this time.
But
did will you be able to serve the living God? Because
revenge is
you do it in the midst of breaking God's commands.
Sigani, abana basayiri bali bajemu.
Yes, Israelites were rebellious.
Naye mu biragiro bya Katonda teyamugamba nti genda ogamemu abajemu.
But the commands of God never told him, go tell them you rebellious.
Tugenda kubajira amazi mu rwazi.
I'm going to get for you water from the rock.
Katubulire.
Let us hear.
Okubali sura ye 10 eya 12 n'olunyiriri olwe 10 n'olumu.
Numbers chapter 20 verse 11.
Musa nayimusa omugogwe. Nakuba olwazi n'omugogwe emirundi ebiri.
Bamugamba kuba.
Did they tell him strike the rock?
Bamugambye genda olugambe.
They told him go speak to it.
Yasabula lwazi oli.
Struck the rock.
Nayo manyi lwazi go yakobe
mbo. But you know the rock he struck.
Ayogirwa ko mbakoliso.
He spoke it up in the Corinthians.
Soke suri ye 10.
First Corinthians chapter 10.
Olunyi olwo kusatu n'olwo kuna.
3 and 4.
Abakolinse kisoke suri ye 10 n'olunyi olisoka.
First Corinthians chapter 10 verses 1.
Abakolinse kisoke suri ye 10 n'olunyi olwo kusatu.
First Corinthians chapter 10 verses 3.
Erabonna nebaliyange meremu eyomoyo. Erabonna nebanywanga ekyokunywa kimu ekyomoyo. Olunyolo kuna kubanga banywanga mulwazi olwomoyo olwabagobereranga. Nolwazi olwo lwali Kristo.
Olide lwazi.
Have you heard the rock?
Teyamusabula kulune
ngoku. He struck him this time.
Hey hey. Bamu.
You see the problem. The command in Exodus
17.
He told him, I'm going to be on the side. This time it was himself the rock. He struck him. I told him, speak with me, just rock. Rock, Jesus. Give me water. He struck him.
You
know how you've trampled God many times? At times you slap him and you reverse words to him, very harsh words.
Now
you see where the problem was there.
He
put it. But the rock brought up the water. He said, let me wait for you. And he didn't think to repent for what happens is this. Water came. Now can you realize you made a mistake? You pray for someone and you say, I pray for you in the power as the powerful man of God. Come to me, the powerful man of God, I heal you. And they come, you pray, some get healed. Because you use the name of Jesus.
And
he waits for you. I told you, pray in your power.
Kati abooluganda.
Now, brethren,
bingi bye tukola mu lugendo luno.
There are many things we do in this journey.
Ebyetaaga okukomekereza leero.
Need to be ended today.
Ebya trespassing.
Those of trespassing.
Ebiragiro tubikole nga biri straight.
Let's do commands when they are straight.
Tubiwone okukadde tubinoonye mu byawandiikibwa.
Let's even give them time, seek them in the scriptures.
Tubadde tulina budde bw'ebyo.
We did not have time for that.
Era nga lwesize kubuulira.
And when I've not come to preach.
Abasinga tebanoonya kiki akukola mu byawandiikibwa.
Most people never seek what to do in the scriptures.
Kati neewuunya obulamu bw'otusobola otya obutambuliza mu butuukirivu.
I wonder how you can move your life within righteousness.
Natusobodde kunoonya obutuukirivu obuli mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Not being able to seek righteousness in the word of God.
Ne kiripu zennyini ezibuuliddwa zikulema okuwulira.
Even clips preached you fail to hear.
Kati neewuunya okuŋŋaanya ddi.
Now I wonder when do you gather.
Ebiragiro bya Katonda osobola obitambuliramu nga tobimenye.
The commands of God to move by demon have not broken them. I wonder how you do it. But most of the things you do wrong on wrong things. You finish there, we see.
Okubala esula eya 22 n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'olumu.
Numbers chapter 20 verse 11.
Musa n'ayimusa omuggo gwe n'akuba olwazi n'omuggo gwe emirundi ebiri. Amazzi mangi ne gavaamu. Ekibiina ne banywa n'ebisibo byabwe.
Yes, gavaamu.
Water came out.
Naye nga baamugamba kuba.
But did they tell him strike it?
Biyamugambye eri wansobya eri.
What he told me was
nonsabule emiggo n'otangulumiza namu.
You smote me, you never glorified me.
Some of you
oyomba
ne kabona.
You are quarreling with the priest. Yet you quarreling with God. Who showed you the way you have to
handle it?
Prophet Moses never got revealed that this rock.
This
is Jesus.
He thought
they are the original rocks you find in the deserts. You know, in Hosea he said that temple people reach.
They
strive with God as if they strive with the priests.
And
what surprised most?
We've come
to hear God, not that.
And
hear Him how?
I wonder
you, some of you came to hear me speak, you?
You're
so bad, love you came on that. You made a mistake. You want to hear people? Go hear people campaigning out there. Go get people on the roadsides, chat with them.
You
did come hear people. We came to hear from God. But you see that there you say, I will do that one, that one I will not do it. You first read Hosea, we move on. Hosea chapter 4, verses 4.
Era naye walimu okubaawo omuntu awakana, so walimu okubaawo anenya, kubanga abantu bo bali ngaba bawakanya kabona.
Yes.
Wakana n'omutonzi
wo. You strive with your creator.
Ulinganga wakanya kabona.
As if you strive with the priest.
Not be
revealed him as Prophet Moses in those
days.
Didn't get revealed who that rock is. He trespassed the commands they told him to move by. We told you the fourth point.
Never
giving up yourself to change. Keeping on changing. We told you many things you program.
You program
even reason with God about them. God, if you help me, I fulfill this. At times,
you see
two or three people agree on something. Whether they married, whether friends,
or
this ministry. Yet you keep change them before you go tell God about it. We heard in Proverbs, it tells us never to mix with those who keep changing. Proverbs chapter 24, verse
21.
Yes.
Don't
associate with those who keep changing. You know, changing bringing many troubles. One man changed.
Nabi.
A prophet.
Mukama
God told him, when you go to that place, don't eat from there.
Soto
and do not drink from there. You know what he did? There was a prophet who had fallen long time back. He said the word of the Lord with his angel. They have told me, you sleep at this place and drink. And he changed them. And the lion devoured him. Keep on changing. Praise Jesus much.
So
it's not good to give up yourself to changing. Because when that prophet changed in the things God had commanded him, a lion ended up eating him up. Because he changed commands they agreed upon with God. Even protection of God never went with him.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So,
now the protection of God was not able to go with him,
for
he gave up himself to changing. But all those we've passed through for you, still we passed through them yesterday. And we began to explain you. People who are ungodly, how they appear. And what can you do that you begin to be godly?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we were told that to be godly, it appears more in the spiritual gifts. If you can bear them, you can begin to be godly.
So
let's first add on explain that issue. People who are ungodly, how they appear.
And
what can you do to appear godly? That is what we look to this day, move to explain it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus
much.
Now, how do the ungodly appear? And what can we do to appear godly? Praise Jesus much. But Bible first told us that in these last days there will be perilous times. But those perilous times, people who will be in them, they will be ungodly.
So,
but as we first go back in Micah chapter 7 verse 2 and downwards, they told us that seasons appearing like that, the righteous among them is like a thorn bush. Let's read we hear. Micah chapter 7 verses 2.
Omwegendereza abuze mu nsi. Sote wali mugolokofu mu bantu. Bonna bateega okuyiwa omusaayi. Bayiga buli muntu muganda we n'ekitimba. Olunyu lwokusatu. Engalo zaabwe zikwata ku by'obubi okunyiikira okubikola. Omulangira asaba. Omulamuzi ayagala okuweebwa enguzi. N'omukulu ayogera ekibi ekibeera mu mmeeme ye. Bwe batyo bwe babirukira awamu. Olunyo lwokuna. Oyo kwaba asinga obulungi afaanana ng'omwera mannyo. Omugolokofu kwabo asinga obubi olukomera olw'amaggwa.
Ebire by'okumanya bizibu nnyo bitali mu beegendereza.
Those times are very hard where they are not godly people. The one you say at least
abeera ng'omusongola nkuyege
is like a briar tree.
Omuti ogwo ogumanya.
You know that tree? It's very hard.
Or
this tree of thorns.
You
cannot get close to him. These thorny trees which grow in desert-like places, places like deserts, in mountains, they are yellowish. Their skin, they have thorns from every side. Those trees, they are one they speak of. Have you ever gone on them? Can you climb it?
Isn't
it touch it? You can't. Even in the leaves, there are thorns there. You know those trees? Those are one they speak of there. That one in the generation of the ungodly is the one who appear as godly. Such a kind. First, repeat the verse for we hear. Micah chapter 7 verses 4.
Oyo kwaba asinga obulungi afaanana ng'omwera mannyo. Omugolokofu kwabo asinga obubi olukomera olw'amaggwa.
Yes.
Olabye obuzibu obubeera.
You see the problem where it is?
Alinganga guwandigamye nti ono yeegenderezaamu.
The one you would have said is godly.
Alinganga akati ako akajjudde amaggwa paka
bikoola. That briar tree filled with thorns.
Kitegeeza omuntu atali mwegendereza.
It means a person not godly.
Tosobola sembeza abaana ba Katonda kiba kizibu.
You cannot draw children of God.
Obeera oliko ebintu ebiba enjogerayo, entambulayo,
enkola y'ebintu, your conduct, your way of doing things,
enyigiriza abalala.
It presses other people.
Ate obeera kugamba teriyo tokwatikako.
And you cannot even be touched.
Kubanga obeera ng'olukomera oliko amaggwa.
For you are like a hedge with thorns around it.
Towalambika weeteekako olukomera nga lunene atakwatika
nako. You can't climb to attached a hedge upon yourself. You cannot be approached even.
Weeteekako olukomera ate n'oteekako n'amaggwa.
You put a hedge around yourself, even thorns on it.
Akugambako gw'oddiza amagambo amazito agazitowa.
The one who speaks to you is one who bounces back heavy words. Have you understood that word? Now people like that.
2 Timothy
chapter 3 speaks of them like this.
2 Timothy
chapter 3 verse 1.
Naye tegeera kino nga mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma ebiro ebyokulaba ennaku birijja. Olunyo olw'okubiri. Kubanga abantu balibanga beeyagala bokka. Abaagala ssente.
Yes. People will be lovers of themselves. What does care about you? When he hears Philippians tell him, and you do not think of your own things alone, but even of the others. What does it mind of it? Godly over which issue that you two need to be well off. He buys limos, builds houses. If you're bad luck, it's up to you. He gets godly upon your life overwards. You can see one who is not godly. They love themselves. Are you well off or you're bad luck? Second Timothy chapter 3 verse
2.
They covet things. You're very covetous. Even what will reach not fit you say that dress is mine. That car is made to be mine. Ask God, is this the one he gives me or not? Such people are many within charge. Every house they find, they claim it to themselves. In the name of Jesus. You can't first ask
back.
In the scriptures, is this God pointing the finger to be mine? For when I hear in Job 23, verse 14, God fulfills though they point the finger to be yours. And many others. But you think that you point, you can't even question, did God create for me or not? But everything you want to see, you covet it.
And you see
a shoe of the other you clothe and you say, that it was meant to be mine. Do you mind what scriptures tell you? No.
That
I like it as me. Me as me. Yes.
Second
Timothy chapter 3 verse 2.
Abenyumiriza.
They
are boosting. Everything they have done. They want to be seen. Me, it's me who have done it. But scriptures, do they tell him like that? They tell him, why show yourself as if you were not given?
But,
now, you know, ungodliness, where it cometh from? It cometh from not knowing scriptures. Even to know them, but we refuse to do them.
First,
show you this point, you not to do this. This here, do this. But the more I see godliness in your life, I ain't see how scriptures are not in you, or the way you ignore them. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 2.
Aba malala.
Amalala.
Pride.
What is amalala gakulembere chingu?
Pride moves ahead of a fall.
Amalala gafaruna gatia.
How does pride appear?
Kutambulira ko chibaite sukuti akamwa kabamba.
Followed by arrogance, perverse mouth. Yes.
Amalala.
Pride.
Batambula bwebati.
It moves like this.
Somera ngere yo tulabe.
Read me that proverb.
Ngeresule ye 16 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omunaana.
Proverbs 16 verses 8.
Amalala gakulembera okuzikirira. N'omwoyo gwegulumiza gukulembera ekigwo. Olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omwenda. Aba n'omwoyo gwetowaza wamu n'abaavu akiragireke omunyago wamu n'aba amalala.
Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13.
Okutya Mukama kwe kukyawa obubi. Amalala ne sikuti ne kube bi. N'akamwa kabambaavu bye njawa.
Have you heard they move three of them? Now, this show you a person who is not godly. You may not first see pride, but there is arrogance.
He
keeps just speaking.
They
keep to show off, you know, me. Me. Now, arrogance. One day we told you a person of pride. It is a man who walks exposing his chest, pride like that. If she's a woman, she's hipped her bum like that. Pride.
Now,
when you see arrogance, she begins to make the bums dance walking. That is level of arrogance. Now a perverse mouth.
She agile
over things they don't know. Don't care and lies what I speak. I know where it ends or not.
We
shall always be in these scriptures. Now, if we read it, where they tell me go to toilet. They have never known that scripture is there. They are there to just speak. Their wisdom is equated to that in the Bible. Bright arrogance.
Perverse
mouth, evil way. Every time they get from the way of God to their own ways.
Second
Timothy chapter 3 verse 2.
Abavumi.
You
know people are abusive.
Don't
care what every word they release it.
Some don't speak them openly. They are within their hearts making noise from there.
He said,
though I'm born again, but you look at him. Look. They're like in the heart. And they are abusive blasphemers. What care about? The child is there. They speak out. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 2.
Abatagondera bazadde baabwe.
These generations, you know them. Can they think a parent raised them? Problems they don't think of that they matured. But you know too, we too begot you in the gospel. If you
too
you do not obey your parents in the gospel, let me tell you something hard. It's gotten more hardened our way in the world. In this salvation. Is to be that you came. God brought you, gave you a parent, got you the gospel, but you're not willing. You're not willing to be instructed by him.
You're not
willing to be humble that he show you the way you had to head on to.
But
all you have your things you want to be in your life. That's why healers us come out quick to serve God. For you come but you do not humble and obey. And you remain yourself, you're there. Things like those.
You
said no, they will be disobedient to parents. Don't you think they only speak of parents out in the world?
Even
here we begot in the gospel, but not in the spiritual birth. As you heard others that are spiritual fathers to them. The spiritual fathers. No. It's not what we speak of.
In
the gospel we got you for we were first in it.
Experience.
Experience how parents would have been.
Experience
experience of hearing from God. Working with him. Working with him. We have it. I've been in it for 16 years.
Muririza.
Hearing.
Ntambula naye.
Working with him.
Mkola naye.
Working with him.
Kwikutu usako obulungi bwe.
It's to reach unto you his goodness.
Katichiwa chitegeza.
Now it means.
Oyabera kuzadde mu njiri.
That
when I
got you in the gospel, he was first within it. And you can inquire from him as you can inquire from a parent who begot you. Let's finish here. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 2.
Abateebaza.
Abateebaza.
Unthankful.
Kakati. Obuteebaza kigambo si kirungi.
No, being unthankful is not a good word.
Now there are
those who say. We thank for the food home. But have you ever thought to thank over the food of the word?
And
you say, but indeed, I've eaten the word for some time. Indeed, I've gotten wise. Indeed, I see where I'm going. Let me go give thanks. You and the fellows unthankful. You are not godly to see that.
You're
not going to see in you. Ask me how I understand, how did I reach to understand? Godless person. Now it's here. You understand not that. You have some scriptures. You've been lightened. Have you ever thanked?
You say,
I kneel down and thank God. What about the ministers? Never been taken care about it.
Yes.
You say yes. There's even one who will be there say, era naffe tukola kinene kubeera
okwenjiri a great part in maintaining this gospel to stand. Yes,
we
to play a role in it.
Yes,
you have a role to play. Do it and
if
not looked to yourself
to
thank. Now you thank those you see working. The problem, don't think you're not good about it.
So
you see you're progressing, you understand. But you reach, you cannot even give thanks. That Lord, indeed, I have thanked you through words.
Please
let me take an offering to the ministers. That's why they forced you. You have to forcefully give. You give us pork. That came from not teaching you how to be godly. If someone you sit down there, you say, me as me, indeed where I was, I didn't meet these ministers, how would I have been? Maybe you see blessings and good things, even protection.
But
of course, no, God, you never think of them. You just see you are well off. Demons don't strangle you.
You're
not to mind it.
And
godliness is much in many places. Second Timothy chapter 3 verses 2.
Abataliba tukufu.
Abataliba tukufu.
Those unholy.
Kati abantu bana abataliba tukufu osubira bajja bati obutaba batukufu.
Now people unholy, you expect how they come about to be unholy.
Ebibigawo bina bituogera kawo tusobola kusoma kinna kimu.
All those words to speak there, we can study one by one.
Abataliba tukufu.
People unholy. Holiness comes from where? Before you get righteousness, it's hard to reach into holiness.
Means
you have to first go back and you know how the righteous one appear. The righteous ones, how do they appear? Then I reach to the holy ones. For not minding them, you two don't know that. How someone becomes holy. Remember when you read in Romans 10 from verse 9 to 12, the person believes with the heart to be given righteousness. But when they believe, Romans 10:17 tells him, faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. And it shows him, if you want to be righteous, you have to believe. But believing, don't believe anything else, but believe the word of God. It will cause you to be given righteousness. But when you believe it, try to see you do it. James chapter 2, he tells you from verse 14 downwards that faith without works is dead.
But
we get godliness in faith. You fight to be holy. It doesn't be there and they say, I have to be holy. Someone cannot. But how am I to do that? No.
We are there.
Moving on. We shall become holy. Yes.
About
holiness, no one will see him. Have you ever analyzed, try to see how you will reach to holiness? We say, be holy, just as I am holy.
But
not be God, you never think of that.
We
just keep walking aimlessly. If you've given time to it and you think of it, you analyze, be careful of it, you can say, now if I want to be holy, what can I do? I first reach into righteousness. How is it gotten? Romans 10, from verse 9 to 12,
as
we believe with the heart, be given righteousness. What?
When
believes, they believe what? Romans
10:17
says, faith comes from hearing the word of God. I have to be hearing it so much.
Hearer
of the word of God.
I believe
it. Then I'll be given righteousness. But I heard they say, James chapter 2, from verse 14 downwards, faith without works is dead.
It means
I have to see, consider these works.
Are
they as the word of God?
You begin
to be godly and careful in the things you do. To see
whether
you do things to cause you to be given righteousness. But it's where he says that we move from faith going into faith.
It means
you have to double your efforts. My acts of righteousness. Then I get holiness. When I move from faith into faith, as I do the
word,
I reach when I am holy.
I mean,
this to have to believe it.
That
have to believe it. I move from faith, heading on into faith. Every word of God,
I have to
believe and do it. But all those yes. We don't mind care about them. We are moving aimless. There is where God says the godly man has perished from the earth.
The
people like those are like
yeast.
They are unholy. Because what can make them holy? They have never given time to it. Even to mind and take care of it.
Second
Timothy chapter 3 verse 3.
Abatayagala ba Luganda.
You
know your brethren is here, don't? Is it not that? You are there. You love your own self. You don't think of your brethren.
You
are in the Christ Jesus. You think only of your own self.
Because
of church, you know out there where we came from.
And
why think that that neighbor is your brethren? Here God has helped us.
We've
been able to reach that level.
Second
Timothy chapter 3 verse 3.
Abatatabagana abawayiriza.
They never reconcile. But if you're godly, can you refuse to reconcile with your brethren? Because if you're godly, you first say,
person,
I don't forgive him if I reach before God and have transgressed before him. Me, will he forgive me? For in godliness is what says, the Lord, forgive us of our sins.
As
we do forgive our debtors. Godliness in the word. Forgive for you calculate the end of it. Not forgive. God, I can sin against him one day.
He
used to forgive if he told me. I first forgive me too, he forgives me. See how you refuse to forgive and decide, I don't forgive? Yeah, don't forgive. But then godliness, what commands you to do that?
But
you don't think that one day you will anger God. You may have even angered him long back.
But
because you don't think much. Your godliness is the word is so minimal. Many things you do them outside the word.
You
can't stand and say, this I do. Is it the word of God? What does it say even? You do as you feel. That's why God said the godly have perished from the earth.
Second
Timothy chapter 3, verses 3.
Abategendereza abakambwe.
It's the same.
It
falls in that category. They falsely accuse. Don't care if I falsely accuse this person. God, how does he see me?
Well,
I'm falsely accusing this time.
God
listens to being pierced. Most of us, we've carried hatred in ourselves. Second Timothy chapter 3 verses 3.
Abakambwe abatayagala bulungi.
Ha. Abatayagala bulungi.
They despise goodness.
Kama akutegeka wanu.
God prepares here. Do this.
Kino kireke. This is kitufu.
This is not right. But the fight you're fighting with him. You want to do what you are doing, which we don't know where they will reach you to.
Second
Timothy chapter 3 verse 4. Abenkwe, abakakanyavu, abegulumiza, abagala essanyu okusinga Katonda.
Yes.
Bagala essanyu okusinga Katonda.
They love pleasures more than God. And in this generation,
you watch
television than reading the word of God. You watch these soap films.
That
even those like it onto the phones.
People
love, they love to be, have pleasures in life.
Do what you press,
you get time of the word.
So
all those there are the many. But if you want to destroy ungodliness to finish from you, the way is one is to going to bear spiritual fruits. Because on those we can speak many.
Of
ungodliness there are many. If you want to wrap them up, now I want to become a godly person in the world.
One who's
God in godliness, the one whom God loves, whom God seeks for. You have to get spiritual fruits. Look carefully at them one by one.
If
you begin to search of how you become it, you can wrap up righteous godliness and it's within you and you move by it and you push aside all ungodliness. Last time we began on hearing in Galatians,
we
are told of spiritual gifts like this.
Galatians
chapter 5 verse 22.
Naye ebibala by'omwoyo kwe kwagala.
Ebibala by'omwoyo kwe kwagala.
The fruits of the spirit is love.
Singa ddala ofuna okwagala.
If indeed you get love,
n'okwagala oyo ye Katonda.
Then that love is God.
Ani asinga Katonda okuba omwegendereza?
Who is more godly than God? When we hear in the 1 John, Bible tells us
Katonda kwe kwagala.
God is love. First John chapter 4 verses 8.
Atayagala tategera Katonda. Kubanga Katonda kuagala.
Yes.
Atalina kuagala.
The one without that love
tategera Katonda
does not understand God.
Katonda kwe kuagala.
Because God is the love.
Naye ani asinga Katonda obwegendereza?
Who is more godly than God? If you can get explained of love, you can get godliness, enough of it. Before you even touch other spiritual gifts,
kubanga mu bayibuli ezitakyusiddwa and they speak truth sinyonyola karakita z'okwagala n'owulira nga mu butuufu ozifuna mu bulamu bwo mazima osobola okwegenderezwa wonna wonna bwetuyingira mu bakolinso ekisooka 13 agamba bw'ati
abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'ekkumi n'essatu n'olunyiriri olw'okuna okwagala kugumiikiriza
omanyi singa obeera mugumiikiriza olowooza oyinza okulemera okuba omwegendereza kubanga omupakuse ayonoona bingi naye agumiikiriza n'alindako yeetegereza n'alaba ensonga bw'anaagikola waliwo abalenzi babiri omu yali mupakuse mukama waffe yesu abasisinkana mukama waffe abasinga kubanga ye abawaako olugero ng'agambaabalenzi abo omu yamutuma n'amugambanjagala ogenda onkolere bwotiompakuse nga tanaabitegeera n'agambagenda owokubiri omwegendereza era omugumiyamuddamu yamuddamu awo bisomawo
obulirya
Matayo essuula ey'abiri mu emu n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu omunaana naye mulowooza mutya waliwo omuntu eyalina abaana be babiri n'ajja eri ow'olubereberye n'agamba nti omwana genda okole emirimu leero mu lusuku olw'emizabbibu olw'abiri mu omwenda n'addamu n'agamba nti ŋŋaanyi naye oluvannyuma ne yeenenya n'agenda lunya olwasatu n'ajja eri owookubiri n'amugamba bw'atyo naye n'addamu n'agamba nti ka ŋŋende ssebo n'atagenda
obawulidde abo
have you heard them
olyaga nze ŋŋaanyi
the one the first said I will not go
naye ekyamuganiza si bujeemu
why he refused it's not rebellion
yesu kananga ne ŋŋenda kukkiriza
ki what am I going to accept to do
ŋŋaanye sigenda
genda naye
bw'akirowoozaamu gy'amugambye ogenda okukola n'ebirungi
ebigenda
naye nenya nagamba nensonyiwa okugaana
luliganaganye
nga
sinaabitenaye
kati ka ŋŋende
osobole
okulima oli eyakkiririzaawo ye teyamanya ŋŋenda kulima
ntya mukumbi ki
era muddo gwenkana ki
and the grass is big to which size
ŋŋenda
I am going just
oluvannyuma
after
kiro nga tabitegedde
he had not understood it
so toyinza kubanga oyina ekibala ekyokwagala
now you cannot be having a fruit of love
ekibala ekyomwe ekyokwagala
the spiritual fruit of love
nga ye katonda
and that is God
owegendeza ne butabeera mu
godliness never peace appears in you
kubanga toba mupakuse
for you to not rush
ate togaana
and you do not refuse
bakugamba ensonga n'osaba akadde
k'okugyetegereza
toba mukaayanye nti ogenda
kukaayana
wabula owuliriza
but you listen
n'owuliriza ebigambo
ebyo
oluvannyuma n'obisaako
omwoyo
wegendereza ekigambo kikulu
katusome
tuli
Matayo essuula ey'abiri mu emu n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi asatu
tuzeeyo
abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'ekkumi n'essatu n'olunyiriri olw'okuna okwagala kugumiikiriza kulina ekisa
naye oyinza okuba n'ekisa nga toli
mwegendereza
tekeddwa okuba ng'oli
mwegendereza
kubanga ekisa kijaguliza ne ku misango
because mercy triumphs over judgment
nti newankubadde omuntu ayinza okuba akusobeza
someone has sinned against you
tomala gasala misango
you don't just judge
tiwamwakadde
you buy time for that
mukwatirwa ekisa mugana esokoje
you say first come
But you can
chase someone
to your life, yet
they could have understood, get back to life.
It even
gives you godliness.
And
you don't judge
issues
before their time comes.
But as they thought
that person has done that,
but
if I push them like that, will they live or not?
Means
you can even buy time
and
the godliness increases.
I explained
one by one of those because of time.
First
Corinthians chapter 13 verse
4.
Yes. Envy. But if you have love, love is
giving
you, it gives you godliness.
Even some
of this cause envy in others. You know envy.
You can
see someone that built the house.
It, envious
prayer, an evil prayer to them.
Yet forgotten,
you too, God wants to give you tomorrow.
Brings
you godliness not to do a mistake.
You
would have wanted them to block yours through your envy. You're blocking yours.
It's interesting.
Godliness, you failed on it.
I've
waited before you get jealous and
envious.
And you see the counsel of God.
First
Corinthians 13 verse 4.
Ti okwagala tekwekulumbaza.
That
mentality of trying to say that you no one can speak about you.
You
if your pastor they don't speak to.
Multitude
of counsel, you know that there's protection.
It means
if you puff up yourself,
you become
a person you don't speak to, you don't get instructed.
You can't
tell them work here and they work.
God is maybe a
blessing,
but
they don't think of it in godliness.
He said,
let me test.
He walked
here where God has told me and I see.
The
godly pastor said, let me walk and we see. As I wait for the voice of God, that's
more.
And I get a witness of
God.
Things of lifting themselves, they don't appear in them.
First
Corinthians 13 verses 4. There is no puffing up yourself, exalting yourself. Now you see,
the godly
person cannot lift themselves. You know what they do? They call him on a function and they sit behind. And they don't come sit in the front. Because
might
one honorable more than them and they lift you from the
front.
You know how they handle their godliness? They don't lift themselves there right there. They call him when they function. They sit wherever. That God spoke of that. And when they call you on the wedding or on the banquet, you sit at the back. Don't sit in the front seats. Lest one more honorable than you cometh and they lift you from the front to the back. See the conduct of a godly person. They sit at the bar.
What's
the day they are calling them? Honorable, you're meant to sit at the front. All things you do them smart. You say, wow.
Who
taught this person?
Even
though you know something,
you
don't need every time to be the one who reasons and you speak. No.
Both
they know it can sit and hear others speak and they say, how do you see this thing? Even is suggesting. But showing off, lifting yourself, exalting yourself.
You
say, what are these you're speaking? You rubbish them. You don't have godliness. How do you know whether they can speak wise things later? They have spying of you to see your godliness.
So,
now things like those, they can chase a partnership from God. You never work with him in ministry. Yet if you look to love, the spiritual, there are things it points you to, and they grow godliness within you. First Corinthians 13 verse 5. Does not behave rudely. Now you see that way, you've acted your stubbornness.
Tugambe,
we say, and they anger you, and you kick it off.
Angered
me, I kick this. You do things not right. Others, they anger them, they run from the house. They do things not right. I can break everything around here. Others, men who have no manners,
they
give food to him and he spits in the food.
It's
not right, there are many.
Those
do, and they show your ungodliness. And you can never relate and partner with God. Because your way of doing things is not right. Another is anger, they sit down, they frown their face. Like that.
They're
so they have angered you, and you don't get so frowned like that. It's not that.
I can't
list everything you do. Don't not right.
They're
those who get angered, they refuse to bath. If they are married, they abandon the bed.
It's
not right.
You think God's to partner with you in the things you do? Go to the toilet, you refuse to flush it.
Or you close the door, you knock it. Move away, frowns.
Don't waste time, do things not right
in your godliness.
Now
they refuse to hire for them. And they clothe they were in yesterday. All messed up. God always sees you do things not right with yourself. Some women, they get
angered.
All your dirty clothes throw all around the house.
Or
longer, I order them, you don't get to sanity. Don't understand.
And they say they are going to partner with him
in the service of God.
You do, they are right there.
But they are not right. There are those who get angered and throw food before the woman.
Eat,
get your food, don't formalize me. That is the servant of God. They serve, they partner with God's serve. You're joking.
So come Maria or Tulawe.
First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5.
Tekuno nyabiakuo.
But do you think a godly person seeks their own things? If you're godly, you're
fasting.
If I get enriched by myself, the poor will they not beg me so much? You begin to analyze that. And he said, no. I should not seek my own things. Let's all get rich.
That
the poor will not be meant to beg from me. You see godliness where it takes you. You can't seek your own things alone. For you look into it and know, if I get rich by myself, the poor will be many broken. So I get angered. And I even abuse them. Even I sin before God. Then
it's,
I will not seek for my own things alone. Let me say where we all get reason
out.
It's spiritual and the physical. You know, if you understand by yourself alone, and you have many mad people you surround yourself who are going to trouble you, it's good you all understand. First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5.
Tekunyiga.
Gwe. Neva mekawa na basubulu okumala ko ngatonyize.
Here can you spend?
Na naye binyiza ebinyiza byo bikolebwa.
Things which cause anger, they are surrounded and being done around.
Ulina kusinga na kubabuluwi.
Finds you, slap you.
No gamba sebo.
And you say, indeed, you've slapped me. usually see, and they move on. Because anger, I try not to get angered. Those happen in the spirit. Many things can cause anger there. In the time, so don't throw the sun onto your anger. Don't go beyond scriptures. Get angered, but do not go beyond scriptures. Angered, and I break those bonds.
So what
you know when you're godly, you
first
ask if I get angered the entire night. In how many things would I have faulted and transgressed then? Godly person, they even first calculate if they
are
angered. If they get angered, they gradually relieve but they catch light. Godliness is minimal in your life. You look to the way you get angered.
If
you feel that the nose is dusting on your face, there's a snake within you playing within your nose, spitting and smoking your nose. That alone shows your godliness how it is. Every time you're angered, God is going to work where in your anger. The Bible says, our anger has never done the righteousness of God. It's not that. Anger never made the righteousness of God. Do in anger and you think
that's
the right thing, that of God. It's impossible. You see that verse? James chapter 1 verse 19.
Echo muchimanyi baganda banga bagalwa. Naye buli muntu abirenga mwangu wa kuulira alwenga wo kuogera. Alwenga wo kusunguwala. Bulinyo lwabiri. Kubanga obusungu bw'omuntu tebukola butukirivu bwa Katonda.
Olaba.
You see?
Obusungu bw'omuntu.
Someone's anger. Nothing of righteousness of God does. Tell me, is God still partnered with you in your anger? For you enjoy to get angered.
Don't
you enjoy to get angered?
And
you take time, you feel your angered. You ended that. angered, you feel you want to be in that mode. You enjoy it, angered. And you feel the people you inflict pain with your anger. Yes, they will feel it. They say, what I'm doing to them.
Men
who decide to get angered.
And
they frown the entire face.
No,
and you chat.
Sebo, no. Sebo.
You try to chat, they are not minding you. Did you go to this place? What are you asking? Over what? If she's a woman,
Munange mama.
My mom.
Mama wo mwerabide.
You've forgotten your mother. Let me tell you,
all you ever
decided in your anger day, we are wrong, dead. Go back to the place.
Ask
what you ever decided. When you are in anger, you revise yourself.
Brother
says you did all, we are dead. It's not
about
godliness. When you just is driving, commanding you. Can you tell me what happened to God in that your anger? You
work
him, things you did at that point.
You
want to destroy ungodliness. You look to the spiritual fruits. They teach you, they say no. Look at this one. That your anger, love is never like that. You know why? For your anger, the righteousness of God
means
you can never work with God when you have it. You calm down that you can work with God.
I don't say
we get angered at least.
Yes.
But the same tells you, the sun should not follow. Don't go
to
the scriptures. Means the
beginning says,
your anger does not do the righteousness of God. It means, leave it. You've got angered, but get out of the anger.
You think
of the righteousness you're going to be doing. Decide anything when you're in anger. Nothing right you'll ever do.
There's no
voice of God you'll listen at that moment. There are some whites. At least they shed tears. Let me first cry.
At least to call your carry.
At least that one. Go aside, cry your tears, come down. Others say that they break everything around there. That they come down.
Now,
those two are so bad. At least go aside, you cry. First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5.
Tekusiba bubi ku moyo.
Wow.
Aya.
Okusiba
bubi ku moyo.
Keeping record of wrong in yourself.
Munonga yakusobya
juzi. And your brethren sinned against you some time back.
Uchabirina.
You still hold that record in yourself.
Katika tunda.
Now God.
Okusonywa sonywa nokwera bila
yakora. Forgive and forgets and even forgets.
Wo yagalo kola na ye.
You want to work with him. And forgets. You do not forget you have your records of the wrongs done to you. Last time he did this to me. When it reaches to lovers, when they look at them like that, may I know him? I know her. Not settle a line. You say what?
Maybe
is it you sleep with them? You can never serve with God. Did godliness have lacked it? In the way of love. He doesn't keep record of wrongs. You hold the record that you're going to serve with God. If you repent, His word will forgive you.
And
forgets and even forgets. Even gives you a gift. You say repent. Gives you a gift the Holy Spirit. You forgive and you give His gifts back. The one we want to work with, you've had him.
He forgets
and gives even a gift.
I've
forgiven you, but don't dare close to me again. I've forgiven you. You know, the married are like this. I've forgiven you. But I'll never love you like before. That's how they forgive. They're going to work with God. If it's God doing that to you, never love you like the first love. If God tells you go back to the first love, it's where you want us to be. Look to yourself. You're joking. You will never serve with God. Keep seeing you. That child, I see them. Enoch, you know him? You know, my son is always there.
He's from this place.
The compound has nowhere else to go. Cannot sup with him. Told him Joshua 24. Cannot sup this God.
God
has done good to you.
After
he beat you. God is jealousy. Not jealousy. He doesn't want to be added on other gods.
He
commands that his words. He does join them other words. He
says,
don't add neither subtract on them.
This
brethren, you still keep anger. You keep record of wrongs. God's not like that. You want to work with Him.
Careful,
take all vows from yourself. You say, but now, where am I not godly within my life? You can check it through love.
Abakolinsi ekisooka esuule y'13 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 6.
Tekusanyukira bitali bya butuukirivu.
Yes.
Naira bomwegendereza oyo asanyukira obutali butuukirivu.
That godly person who rejoices over iniquity.
Ngaraba waliwo gwe bagenda onyigiriza n'okukyunya.
One they're going to press and squeeze.
N'asanyuka.
And they rejoice. They like that. You finish, we see.
1 Corinthians 13,
verse 6. Truth. Is there a godly one who never loves truth? Truth is the Christ. Truth is the word of God. And if he hears, if
you speak
truth, they give time to it. They say it's written where? They don't dare speak again. So let me hear.
Kubanga amazima buli lwaga ulira.
In the time they hear truth, they do not want any other story.
You
say they have read what?
This
book, that this and that. When you bring a scripture, it's written. They keep silent.
Oh,
he is godly. Hears this a word, not words, but it's the truth of God. It tells them, leave this. That's where they end with it. They don't dare repeat it. And they hold truth, rejoice with it.
First Corinthians 13
verse 7.
Kukiriza byonna.
Yes.
It
bears all things. It believes all things. Hopes in all things. Endures all things. You can bear heavy things. And you endure until the Lord will help you.
But
if you say you can bear all things, you can then endure all things. And you bear it to carry until God say, bring all you who is weary.
There is some
as you have no time. If someone press you a little, you immediately commit in righteousness. We believe and hope in all.
Those
who say, what do we believe in all? According to the word of God, it says Satan is there. It says they do not fail to happen, but what one brings them. We believe those they will happen for the word speaks of them. But still it says, we hope in all. Through all we remain having hope that victory is remained. Now in that word, that get you hold on to love. It will show you how you'll move in godliness. When you get back to Galatians, they tell us the joy.
There's
another spiritual fruit is joy. If you move by joy,
those who
ask which form of joy, Bible says, as you speak in the Psalms, you sing spiritual hymns.
You cannot lack
godliness when you're in the spiritual joy. For they find you, you sing spiritual hymns. You sing scriptures in the Psalms. You
were
into the poems. We shall see that. Time is left us. But it's possible. It's possible to appear godly. May God bless you. Shall begin from there the other time.